Shalom Aleichem for Shabbat Shemot. Mishneh Yomi is beginning the third chapter in Ketuvot. Elu ne'arot sheyesh lehen knas. These are the young women who are entitled to a penalty payment. This refers to the act described in the end of chapter 22 of Deuteronomy, Devarim, there where they're discussing problems where a man forced himself on a young woman or perhaps seduced the young woman, because recall, if she screams out, then men are allowed to come and murder her attacker, the attempted rapist. But in this case, she didn't yell out, and it's not so clear. Maybe she's seduced. Maybe she's been taken. In any event, she's been taken advantage of, and the man is punished by paying a fine. And if the woman involved and her father agree, then he has to marry her, and he may not divorce her, as we'll see. Now, the psukim here, this is chapter 22 of Devarim, verse 28, says, Na'ara betula. She's both a na'ara, a young woman, shortly after a bat mitzvah, and she's betula. She's never been with a man. So those are the ones who are entitled to the fine if such an event happens. So, Abba olha mamzeret, if the man, lives with a mamzeret, an illegitimate young woman, vala netina, or she's a netina, that's a givoni from one of the tribes that faked a conversion to Judaism, vala kutit. Now, the kutim are people who were settled by Sennacherib into northern Israel. They were not originally Jewish, but they were attacked by lions and then decided to become Jewish so they wouldn't get murdered by the lions. So for many years, they had a quasi-Jewish status until it was discovered that they were, in fact, holding on to their idolatry at the same time they were pretending to be converts. Habal al-Giorit of al-Shvuya, al-Shivcha, Shiniftu, Shinitgayru, Shinitachru, Bechotam, Ibnot, Shalosh, Shalim, Vyom, Echad. This language should sound familiar from the prior chapter. If a woman converted to Judaism, or was a female servant who was then freed and became fully Jewish, or she was a regular Jewish girl who was captured by pagans. Recall, the pagans would often take advantage of their captives, even younger ones. But if this took place before the age of 3, we assume she was safe. We assume even the pagans had not molested her, so she's assumed to be a betula still. So she would be entitled to the knas if she's taken advantage of by a Jewish man. And the Mishnah adds a number of cases where it's certainly a forbidden relationship, but there's still a knas. Haba'al achoto, his own sister, al achot aviv, or his aunt, val achot imo, or his mother's sister, val achot ishto, the sister of his wife, val eshet achiv, or the sister of his brother. Now, of course, not in the context of yibum, it is aser. Val eshet achi aviv, or the wife of his uncle, val anida, or a woman when she's having her menstrual period, yesh lachen knas. There is a knas, he has to pay her the money, as specified in the Torah, afol pishen bikaret, even though he also gets a horrible punishment of karet, of spiritual excision, for committing such a horrible act. Ein behen mitat beten, but these acts carry karet, but they do not carry death at the hands of the court, and so therefore he can still pay the fine, even though heaven is also going to punish him. Now let's contrast that to Mishnah Bet here. Ve'elu she'en le knas. These ones, there is no knas if he takes advantage of the young woman. Habal Giorit, somebody who lives with a convert, al shvuya, or a woman who had been captured by pagans, al shivcha, or a female servant, she'niftu, she'nitgayru, she'nitachru, yeherut, al benot shalosh shanim v'yom echad. That they converted, or they were a captive, or they were a female servant, over the age of 3. So over the age of 3, we assume that the pagans would sleep with such women. They're not assumed to be a na'ara betula anymore. And again, the pasuk specifies that na'ara betula is entitled to the fine, even though, of course, it's forbidden for a young man to take advantage of a young woman in any event. And if she screams out, he's probably going to get killed. Rabbi Yehuda as a shivuya sheniftet, a Jewish girl who was captured by pagans and then was redeemed. We assume she is still a virgin unless we know otherwise, afal pi shegedola, even though she is older than the cutoff age where pagans normally molest girls. Recall in the last parak we discussed, maybe if they're holding a woman ransom to extort money, they might leave her alone because they don't want to get less of a payment from the husband. Now, the Mishnah adds cases where, because of the severity of the sin of the intimate relationships itself, there is no more knas. Abba al-Bito, his own daughter, God forbid, al-Bat Bito, his granddaughter, al-Bat Beno, his son's daughter, al-Bat Ishto, his wife's daughter, from a different father, of course, al-Bat Bena, on the daughter of her son, al bat pizza, or her granddaughter, ein lahen knas. They don't actually pay knas for doing such thing, even though she was a na'ara and a betula. Why? Because such a man is actually put to death. Shemitato bidei beitin, and the court hands down his death. V'kol shemitchayev benafsho, anyone who is sentenced by the human court to be killed, ein mishalem mamon, does not also pay money. This is a famous concept called kimlei bidirabamine. We stand him up for the greater punishment, and losing his life is a greater punishment than paying the 50 shekel fine. So we actually will execute him for such an act, and he will not pay the fine. Shenemar, there's a source for this, lo yei ason, if there's no fatal disaster, onush ya onush, then the man will certainly be punished. This is referring to a case we actually had recently in Bava Kama, talking about if, God forbid, two men are fighting and one of them strikes a pregnant woman and causes her to miscarry. Then he has to pay, of course, not only just the damages, the injury, the medical bills, but the value of the offspring, the fetus. And that financial payment is only in effect when he didn't, God forbid, actually kill the pregnant woman. If he kills the pregnant woman, he's chayav a death penalty, so he does not pay the value of the fetus that was inside her. Yashar Kohachem, a good Shabbos.